The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Financial Times reporting on Doge. What has Elon Musk's Doge actually achieved? Subhead, Financial Times. 6 months after the so-called Department of Government Efficiency was unveiled, it has yet to find a fraction of the hoped-for savings. What this adds up to is that Musk talks very big. However, I welcome my colleague Craig Unger, the author of most recently Den of Spies, about an operation called October Surprise in 1980, but we're coming right up to 2025. Because on German public television, thanks to Craig, I was directed to it. It's available for everyone. There is a bizarre program, and it makes remarks and observations about Elon Musk that are not in our news yet. Craig, a very good evening to you. You guided me to this. I watched it in translation, and a filmmaker named Johannes Hono, German, was interviewed at length on German public television, which is an interesting format. They actually took messages at the end and asked questions from the audience. The allegations are alarming. And I understand Mr. Hono has a source who is named Buma, B-U-M-A. What did he learn from Mr. Buma about Mr. Musk?
Jonathan Buma was, until recently, with the FBI. He was with the FBI's counterintelligence unit investigating how foreign nations, specifically Russia, among others, were influencing the American government. And he's been doing this for years. He is now no longer with the FBI. And he has alleged that Elon Musk has been being influenced by Russia. I've been writing about Donald Trump as a Russian asset. Buma is alleging that that Elon Musk is one, and that will be unraveling, I think, in coming weeks.
Now, I rush to say that German public television vetted this in some fashion, but we don't know how. And what I learned again and again in this broadcast is that you can make all the allegations you want. You have to search very carefully when you're dealing with major public figures. Mr. Buma himself is in trouble. What kind of trouble?
Well, he is in trouble because and he has actually been arrested and is out on $100,000 bail. But he's been accused of leaking confidential information, including the names of confidential informants. And that's something that, to be honest, I can't explain. I don't have all the answers to that.
But German public television put at length a conversation with the filmmaker. The filmmaker is telling us things that seem obvious and nothing illegal. Mr. Musk is spontaneous and celebratory and has lived a very fast life these last years. None of that was news to you, was it, Craig?
No, that's not particularly news. But what they are saying and what Buma has said is that Musk's taste for, and I'm quoting, promiscuous women and for his use of the drug ketamine make him a very, very easy target for Russian intelligence. And what's particularly interesting in Musk, if you go back before 2022, he was very, very supportive of Ukraine. And his Starlink satellite system, in fact, has been very, very useful for the Ukrainian military. And then suddenly, I believe during 2022, he had contact. It's been alleged direct contact with Vladimir Putin. And since then, he's done a 180. And among the first things he did was to buy Twitter. This is before the 2024 presidential election. If you were on Twitter, and I was, and I had a pretty good following on it, until Musk took it over. And suddenly I was shadow banned. I've written some tweets that were critical of President Trump in the past. And suddenly the reach of my tweets shrank enormously from hundreds of thousands to just a few hundred. And you could see the Twitter universe was transformed once Musk took it over, and it has a reach of 600 million people.
And the puzzle here is, what are we looking at? Because you have taught me through your explanation of other topics that in the world of shadows, Mr. Buma could be an operation run by the Russians to undermine credibility in a major public figure in the U.S. I'm not making that conclusion. I'm just following through the logic of this shadow world.
Right. I've not come to conclusions yet. I'm keeping an open mind. What I found in the past is often enough you get leaked information by a source, whether it's Buma or someone else or someone in the intelligence world, and it turns out to be right. And you're thrilled because you have a big story. It happens a second time. You're thrilled again. Then he leaks you a third story and bam, it blows up into your face. That's the way disinformation operations can work. Whether this is a disinformation operation, I don't know. But I think it is worth looking into Elon Musk's relationships with the Russians.
What I learned from your book of Den of Spies, to use an example, is that the October surprise operation used a methodology not unlike what you just laid out. So that at the time, 1980, the conclusion in the big media, we didn't have the internet in 1980, was that there was nothing to it. And that was not consistent with facts that you've developed since then. That is possible that we're witnessing it again. And what I've learned from Den of Spies is it takes time to solve these things. We need years. Is that correct, Craig?
It is. And you know, you can be get information that is right, but your career can suffer enormously nonetheless because you'll be pilloried for having interviewed someone who has been discredited.
Right.
So that happens a lot, and you have to be very, very careful in this. And one of the frustrating things is it takes so long that it's often very hard to solve one of these plots while it is still actionable. I mean, in the case of the October surprise, it took me over 30 years.
Now, Hono, the informant of German public television, this was, I mean, big-time program. They put Buma on camera. Is that significant?
I think it is. I mean, you have to show that you actually have a source. I mean, I'm sure they talked to a lot of other people or they would not have gone this far with it. And I strongly suspect they did not rely solely on Buma.
Yeah, have you seen it in the English language press, either in London or New York or Washington, anywhere? Because you said this was on, what, last night or the night before?
I only found out about it yesterday, and I ended up watching the show on YouTube. I mean, it is available with English captions on it. So it is out there. But what I found, especially in my work on Donald Trump being tied to Russian intelligence, is there's enormous interest in it and by the European press and a widespread acceptance of that. I'm talking about the UK, France, Germany, Ukraine, Poland, and so forth have all come to me for information about this, but almost no one in the United States.
Craig Unger, Den of Spies is the new book.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.